This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Have you ever been in a relationship and caught yourself thinking, what if I was single again? Maybe it's imagining total freedom, meeting new people, or just having space to focus on yourself. It's a surprisingly common thought, but it can also feel confusing or even guilt-inducing when you're with someone you care about. So when is it just harmless curiosity, and when could it be a sign that something deeper is going on? Today on Between the Sheets, I'm joined by sex therapist Audrey Casey to unpack why people fantasize about being single and whether these thoughts actually mean a breakup could be on the horizon or not. Audrey, welcome to the show. To start, is there a real difference between thinking about being single and genuinely wanting to be single? Where is the line in that?
Yes, there's a massive difference actually, because thinking about being single is usually, you know, just curiosity or imagination, whereas wanting to be single like feels a lot heavier. It's more like consistent, and it also like you'll get a feeling of like relief, you know, in your body when you think about like, oh, you know, if I was single. So I think the line is, you know, is it just a passing fleeting thought, or does it stay with you all the time? Is it something that's coming up consistently, like on a daily basis?
And if it is something that is coming up just infrequently as a passing thought, is that usually tied to something, or is it genuinely just imagination? As you mentioned there, imagination.
Yeah, I think, you see, you can be very curious. It's really important to be curious about everything and anything. And, you know, I can be curious about, you know, if I wasn't a psychosexual therapist, what would I be? Or if I didn't live in Tipperary, where would I live? So I think when you're thinking about being single, you need to ask yourself, like, are these thoughts coming and going? Are they always there? And also, like, do I feel really connected to my partner? Or am I avoiding something in the relationship? Because often what I find when people are coming to therapy and they have this issue where they're constantly thinking about being single, sometimes they're projecting, you know, withdrawal, or they're withdrawing from the relationship, or they're projecting this avoidance and that they don't want to deal with something in the relationship. So they start to withdraw and they start to avoid maybe having a conversation. And then the fantasy of being single will become more heightened.
Can it be that people that find themselves in that particular situation, that they're craving something and it's leading to the avoidance, craving like freedom or independence or validation or something else along the line?
Absolutely. So it's like rarely just being single. You know, it's usually, as you said, like the freedom, the no pressure, the no expectations, or like the novelty of meeting someone new, or, you know, like it's really common and you know, usual and human too, for that spark, that initial spark and that novelty to wane and to die down a bit. And like, that's healthy, because, you know, no one can live in that, like, you know, high kind of dopamine, you know, that you know, that honeymoon period, like, that's not realistic. So it's really common to be craving or to be, you know, missing that that novelty or that excitement, or looking for validation again, or wanting to be desired again. So it's usually actually not like, oh, I just want to be single. It's usually the feeling, you know, you're missing that desire, or you're missing that novelty, or you're missing the feeling of no pressure. So I'd always ask people to think of, rather than, am I missing being single, you know, what feeling am I missing?
Can it be tied to unmet emotional needs, you know, along the way, or even sexual needs, in fact? Like, can these feelings exist in very fulfilling relationships that, as you said, just might not be in the honeymoon phase anymore?
I think you can be in a really good relationship and still wonder, you know, what if, and that's really human. I think you just have to ask yourself, like, are these thoughts really strong and frequent? Because when they're pointing to something that's missing emotionally, sexually, personally, then I do think that you have to dig a bit deeper to think about, you know, what is actually missing here? Or is this something that's missing within the relationship? Or is this a feeling within myself that I'm missing? You know, am I missing like a feeling independent, and can I get that back? Like, am I missing something about me, or am I projecting that into the relationship, or is it actually about the relationship?
Is it a good idea to share thoughts like this and maybe fantasies, inverted commas, that you're having about being single with your partner? Is there a way of doing that that is respectful to everybody involved?
So that's a really good question. And I think that's one where you have to really tread like really carefully, because I think that it's hard to have that conversation. So I think it's really important that you talk about like the feeling again that's missing, as opposed to, you know, I really want to be single because, you know, I don't know if that's going to go down really well. I think it's really important that you sit down and say, look, I feel like something is missing, and maybe it's within me, and maybe I'm missing that bit of independence. And, you know, can we do things independently with friends? Or I'm missing the spark and the excitement we had at the start. Can we see about reigniting that? Or, you know, I think you can have a conversation where, you know, you can explain to your partner that something has come up for you where you're, you know, fantasizing about being single, but you're not sure if that's actually what it is. And maybe there's just something missing within your own life, or if it is within the relationship, how can you fix it? And the other really important thing that I just really want to say is that fantasy doesn't equal reality, okay? Like, I can fantasize about having a threesome, okay? But that doesn't mean in reality I actually want to do it. And a lot of clients will say to me, oh, surely if you're fantasizing about it, that means that you want it in real life. But in my fantasy, I'm total control. You know, I can edit it any way I want. But in reality, you know, you can't. You don't have that filter, and you might never want to experience it in reality. And some clients of mine who have brought their fantasies into reality, they've been really disappointed, or it's actually become a real turn off. And they can have it in their fantasy and it can be amazing, but in reality, it might not be the case. So it's really important that you don't blur those lines, and you keep fantasy as fantasy and allow yourself to be curious and everything. But if you're bringing it into reality, to be very sure that it is actually what you want.
Can these fantasies, whatever they may be, whether it be like you mentioned there about having a threesome or being single, can they teach you something in the end about your own relationship or relationships that you're choosing to have, about maintaining desire and excitement and individuality and all of those things?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think they can teach you a lot. I think they can show you the part of yourself that's lost, which I've mentioned. I think they can show you if things have become too routine or if they're starting to fall flat. And I think they can show you as well, like, where you need more fun, if you need more freedom, if you need more connection. And ultimately, I would say that, like, I find that if couples come in and they say, you know, that they've had been imagining being single, or that that's come up for them more, and, you know, they're worried about the relationship, I think they end up learning a lot and becoming really connected through the self-discovery of figuring out what feeling is actually missing. And is it an individual, or is it like a symptom of something missing in the relationship? So I think it can teach you so much, and it's really beneficial to be curious about it, but just not to act on a whim and decide, oh, I'm thinking about being single, I need to end my relationship, I'm not happy. And just to really not project any avoidance, because I do think that a lot of this comes from maybe avoiding having a difficult conversation. And it might not be that the relationship needs to end, it might need that, you know, there's an unneed met, as you mentioned before, that they're too scared to ask to be met, or they're afraid that they'll be rejected. Because, you know, everyone is afraid of rejection. Like, nobody likes to be rejected, and that's, you know, a very human fear. So yeah, I just think you can learn so much, and it is good to be curious and to question it, but just not to act without, you know, doing that inner work.
Yeah, thinking about everything first of all, and maybe making a pro and con list, as people generally say, of how For you're sure. actually feeling. Can people reconnect with their partner through all of this? I realise that if a conversation like this comes up in someone's relationship this evening, they might immediately have alarm bells. But it seems from what you're saying, very possible for someone to reconnect with the partner they're with now, despite all of this turbulence that some people might describe it as.
Absolutely. Okay. And I would say as well that, like, it doesn't have to be a one or the other. It doesn't have to be, you know, I'm fantasizing about being single, I should be single, or I should commit to the relationship. I think it needs to be that sometimes doing things separately can bring you back together. Sometimes taking a bit of space and finding yourself and also maintaining the relationship can be what strengthens the relationship. Bring some novelty back into the relationship, like going on dates again, having new experiences together, working on your own confidence, your own identity outside of the relationship can strengthen the relationship. Because, like, I always talk to clients about, like, imagine that there's a building and there's a pillar on either side. Like, you're individually that pillar that needs to be strong on your own, and then your partner is, you know, what holds up, you know, the roof. But, like, you know, you have to be strong on your side, and you have to figure out who you are, and you have to be independent, and you have to meet your own needs first. And thinking about being single doesn't like immediately equate to, you know, that's an unmet need. It just might mean that there's something missing for you that you need to discover on your own. But you can still be part of that house.
You can still be part of it at the end of the day, because it seems very fair that every relationship has its own, you know, difficulties and amazing moments and ups and downs, and it can still be a very, very strong house. As you've said, there can just be always work to be done in some way. If someone's listening this evening and recognises themselves in this conversation that we're having, what is the first step they should take?
I would say that the first step they need to do is just to really pause and get very honest with themselves. And it shouldn't be, you know, the question shouldn't be, should I leave? Should I end this relationship? Okay, but I think it's, the question needs to be more along the lines of like, what am I actually missing right now? Am I missing freedom? Am I missing novelty? Am I missing desire? You know, I just think that once you name the feeling, okay, and that's a very therapist thing to say, okay, once you name the feeling, because once you name it, you can work with it, and then you can figure out what's actually missing. But just not jumping straight into an action of, you know, I need to end this, or, you know, should I leave? Should I? I just think that, you know, you just have to pause and sit with what's actually going on for me, and what am I seeking here? What am I missing out on? Or what need is not being met? And I think then you'll be able to like get to understand fully what it is that you need to do, and whether it is that you need to end the relationship or not. And I would say in most cases, that's not actually what is needed. I think more maybe individual work, or, you know, having that conversation of, you know, maybe we have let things fall flat, and maybe, you know, it is time for to not avoid these difficult conversations and find a way to come back together.
Audrey, I really appreciate you weighing in on all of this evening and giving all of your advice, because this is something that more and more people seem to be talking about nowadays. So thank you for joining me on Sheets on iRadio's Group Chat, and I am sure we will chat again.
Lovely. Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking.